Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the Weekly Report. Democrats ignore Trump's real violations. This week, the latest Democratic Party attempt to remove President Trump from office, impeachment over Trump's allegedly holding up an arms deal to Ukraine, flopped. Just like Russiagate and the Mueller investigation and a number of other attempts to overturn the 2016 election. We've had 3 years of accusations and investigations with untold millions of dollars spent in a never-ending Democratic Party effort to remove President Trump from office. Why do the Democrats keep swinging and missing at Trump? They can't make a good case for abuse of power because they don't really oppose Trump's most egregious abuses of power. Congress, with a few exceptions, strongly support the president's flouting the Constitution when it comes to overseas aggression and shoveling more money into the military-industrial complex. In April 2018, President Trump fired 100 Tomahawk missiles into Syria, allegedly as punishment for a Syrian government chemical attack in Douma. Though the U.S. was not under imminent threat of attack from Syria, Trump didn't wait for a congressional declaration of war on Syria or even an authorization for a missile strike. In fact, he didn't even wait for an investigation of the event to find out what actually happened. He just decided to send 100 missiles at a cost of hundreds of millions of dollars into Syria. We are now finding out from whistleblowers on the UN team that investigated the alleged attack that the report blaming the Syrian government was falsified and that the whole attack was nothing but a false flag operation. Is such unauthorized aggression against a country with which we are not at war not worth investigating as a potential high crime or misdemeanor? Last month, President Trump authorized the assassination of a top Iranian general, Qasem Soleimani, and a top Iraqi military officer inside Iraqi territory while Soleimani was on a diplomatic mission. Trump and his administration tried to claim that the attack was essential because of an imminent threat of a Soleimani attack on U.S. troops in the region. We found out shortly afterwards that they lied about the imminent threat. The assassination was not urgent. It was planned back in June. Trump then claimed it didn't matter whether there was an imminent threat or not. Soleimani was a bad guy, so he deserved to be assassinated. But the attack was an act of war on Iran without congressional declaration or authorization for war. Is that not perhaps a high crime or misdemeanor? We are finding out that contrary to Trump's claims, Soleimani was not even behind the December attack on U.S. troops in Iraq. New evidence suggests it was actually an ISIS operation attempting to goad the United States into moving against Iraq's Shia militia. Fantasies about Trump being an agent of Putin or trying to get Ukraine to help him win the election are presented as urgent reasons for Trump must be removed from office. Real-life violations of the Constitution and reckless militarism that may get us embroiled in another Middle East war are shrugged off as business as usual by both Democrats and Republicans in Washington. Democrats won't move against Trump for what may be real high crimes and misdemeanors because they support his overseas aggression. They just wish they were the ones pulling the strings. Thanks for listening.